Today's episode of Popping Bottles is brought to you by the new film, The Scarlet Pirate. A very silly, low-budget political satire about a pirate mutiny. Very topical. This film stars friends of Popping Bottles like Kellen Tarrant, Bree Fitzpatrick, Clayton Margetson, John Silver, and several more. Plus, Josh and I make fun cameos. The Scarlet Pirate, now available to rent or buy on Amazon.com and Vimeo On Demand.
Wine makes you nutty, but I'll try 'em all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want to drink a two.
How are you, man? What's your day?
Good. Gave each other haircuts.
Drink oh. Oh.
Buzz me down.
That you cut her hair?
Well, yeah, I cut her. I cut her hair more than she's cut mine. But that's just because I'm a little particular. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, then please, dear listener, you must hear me now when I say my name. It is Josh Segovia. I am a former bartender, current podcast host of this very podcast that you're listening to. And I have a wonderful co-host by the name of...
Hey, everybody, it's me, Rob Grabowski. I'm the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag wash your hands, please.
Please wash your hands. Don't put a space in between wash your hands and please in the hashtag, or we can't find it.
Yeah, it's hard.
let me add another hashtag to it. Hashtag ho, 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 ho. Because it's December, baby.
Was that six hoes?
It was six, yeah, in different area codes, but that's where I keep them.
We got to.
Bobby, it's our first podcast in the mighty month of December.
That's true, very first.
Because this year has been such a shitty piece of shit that is terrible and bad.
Just the worst.
We put up our Christmas decorations the week before Thanksgiving. I am determined to. It's the. I'm not forcing Merry Christmases, Happy Holidays, Yuletide greetings, but man, we need them.
We need something good. I tell you what, man, it's as a newly unemployed man once again, we need something.
Somebody hire this guy.
Please. But overall, not just myself, we all need some good cheer and good spirits. I have yet to put up my Christmas tree. I might do that tonight.
Oh, well, it'll be a perfect time for it. Bobby, other than losing your job, how are you?
Otherwise, I'm okay.
You look great.
Thank you. It was an okay Thanksgiving weekend. Like, I did a solo Thanksgiving. And then, but luckily, the weekend, the weather was very nice.
Oh, it was nice.
I tried very hard to get outside as much as I could just to get some sun and get a little exercise and just not feel like I'm going stir crazy inside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was your turkey day?
Turkey day was great. We didn't make a turkey because it was just the two of us.
Sure.
But we did make a little special meal, salmon Wellington. I mentioned it, I think. It came out great. It was...
It looked delicious on the photo you shared. It looked really good.
It was some blog that Aaron found it on. Pretty simple. You know, we made a marinade, sauteed some greens, threw it all in a pre-made puff pastry. Ooh. Boom. You got yourself a Wellington.
Boom, baby.
it was so good. Each bite was like more flavorful. Than the next, I made a green bean casserole, which I'll say came out very well. We still have a ton of it.
Nice.
So that'll be my dinner.
Ooh, that sounds good.
What did you make?
Oh, I did not cook. Though I do like cooking, I did not cook on actual Thanksgiving.
Right.
I had ordered honey buttered fried chicken. It got dropped off the day before, and I warmed it up on Thanksgiving Eve, and it was really good. I haven't had it in a while, and it was very tasty. I got like I guess I think it was a serving for three because I wanted leftovers of the actual chicken.
No judgment.
No, I don't care. Judge away. I know what I wanted. I got like a side of their mac and cheese and a side of mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
And a piece of, I forget what pie it was, but it was from, I forget what pie it was. Some local pie house.
I did miss mashed potatoes. We didn't have any. I missed them.
Yeah.
I was like, can we just go get stuffing and mashed potatoes and just make them just cause?
I did miss having like stuffing and actual like turkey and all that, but it was still a very good meal. And you know, I needed some greens, so I had a big old salad as I was cooking stuff.
Smart, yeah. That's good. Gotta have greens.
Get some roughage.
Yeah. Otherwise it'll stay in you until the new year.
And you don't want that. That's gross.
Bobby, did you know this podcast that we share is a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages? Each episode we have a guest. That guest brings a beverage of their choice, and we talk about why they chose it.
I do, but occasionally these episodes are a little different. Is today's any different?
Oh, today's a lot of different because we have one special guest. I think I hear him now. I gotta take a shit.
Oh, Santa, jeez.
I guess he'll be in later.
Yeah, all right.
Bobby, we have no comedic guest. We have no friend to share their favorite beverages. Instead, what we're going to do this episode, we are going to make an Advent beer calendar for all of our listeners to share and share alike.
Yeah.
I meant to do this beforehand, so maybe I'll cut it out while I'm looking up what an Advent calendar means.
It means that you get a plastic thing, and each day you open something new and either get a little chocolate or like a little toy. And beyond that, I don't know what it means. Maybe something has to do with the religious aspect of the Christmas? I'm assuming so.
So it's originally a German. The first Advent calendar was originated in Germany in the early 20th century.
In old Germany, Germany?
Gerhard Lang.
Oh.
When Gerhard was a little boy, his mother made him a calendar with 24 small candies attached to the cardboard, one for each day before Christmas.
Oh.
But guess what? Gerhard's not a kid anymore. He's an adult, and he's drinking beers.
Good for him.
So you and me are going to go through 24 different beers that we recommend everybody have in each day leading up to Christmas. If you celebrate another holiday, just have them whenever you want.
Yeah.
Figure
out what day leads up to your holiday you celebrate, and then look at home, do the math. Figure it out.
Or just do it in December, and we'll just call it the 25 beers.
Yeah. However you do it is going to be great.
However you do it, don't do it all at once. That's the only thing we don't recommend.
Please don't do that. And also, let's clarify, we don't have all 25 of these beers.
We are not drinking them on air right now, all 25 beers, 24 beers.
24
beers. We're going to go one by one, almost like a draft.
Yeah.
Hashtag beer draft, where we talk about the beers that we're adding to our shared Advent calendar. We've also made this a Google document where it'll be in the show notes. You can click and read about them and play along with us. It's a little checklist, so you can go down and download it for yourself.
Yeah.
And as you have them, check it off. That being said, Bobby, speaking of things being dropped off the day before they're needed, yesterday I dropped off a 6-pack of beer to you.
And I wanted to be surprised, so I have not looked at them. I just put them in the fridge. So I'm very excited to see what kind of beers you have bequeathed to me today.
That's right. So I've done the math. Now, we have in this mixed six-pack from Binny's Beverage Depot. What a great sponsor.
One day they'll be our sponsor.
And great sponsor.
A sponsor in my heart.
Yeah. That's where I keep it. And my gut. We have six different Christmas-themed beers. We're going to try one after every four beers that we mentioned.
So it's even.
And at the end of our Advent calendar, we're going to decide which beer we're going to leave out for Santa Claus to enjoy with those cookies. He's got to wash them down.
With something.
So let's just jump into it. Unless you have any questions?
No. Should we open one of these holiday beers you brought first? Or should we wait?
Let's wait. Okay. Let's talk about some beers. Let's get our mouth watering, and then we'll pop on.
I love it.
All right. So I believe I had the odds, so I'll go first.
And I had the even, so I'll go every other.
Well, perfect. Why weren't we math professors?
We should have been. Doctor?
So the very first day of December, but losing my mind.
Yep.
And he's reaping all the benefits. That is going to be a Tuesday. So to kick it off with the bang, I want you to all enjoy a delicious Duvel.
Ooh.
It's a Belgian ale. It is Belgian for devil. It comes in a little squat bottle. And if you ever get the glass that accompanies with it, it's sort of like bubbles at the bottom, tulips at the top. And you're supposed to pour it with a super thick head. It's golden. It's delicious. It's yeasty. It's so good. I'll also hyperlink all the beers in the advent calendar.
So people
can see what they're all about.
That looks... I feel like I've seen Duvel,
whatever, however you want to say
it. Duvel, I've seen it at bars. I think next time we can go outside and go to an actual bar, I'm going to try one.
Oh, it's great. And also, if you're ever out and want to have a fancy date, the large format, it's like it looks like a wine bottle almost, and it tastes... So good. Get it for your date. Impress them.
Yeah.
And it's also high alcohol, so it'll get you. It'll get things started, as they say.
Get you good and loaded. Yeah.
Good and loaded.
I love it.
Just a delicious. I'm in the bag for pale ales. 100%.
Sure, me too.
So start it off with the fancy one.
Yeah.
Moving right along, Bobby. What's your first beer of the advent calendar?
Well, number two. You know, this is going to be on a Wednesday. You start strong, and I feel like you want to ease your way in, so why not crack open a glass bottle of Miller High Life, the champagne of beer, a delicious treat. Now, I feel like, listeners, you're going to see this. Josh is going to pick really great beers, and then I'm just going to try to remember what beers I enjoy.
No, I haven't seen the list. I want to hear about some of these beers you picked that you, quote-unquote, enjoy. High Life, champagne of beers.
I love the champagne of beers. Yeah, it's delicious.
It's a good midweek.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday night. What are you doing? Get crazy. We going to a karaoke bar? Take it easy. Yeah. Have a high life.
Download karaoke YouTube to your house. And sing it on Zoom with a slight delay.
It will be the exact same as if you were in person.
That's a party. Moving right along, the third. It is Thursday, the first day of the weekend, as you used to say in college. Mm-hmm. I've picked Shiner Premium Lager.
Ooh.
You can find it some places. It's not – that's the other thing. Bobby's beers you could probably find everywhere.
Correct.
Some of mine might be hyper-local or hyper-specific to me. I'm also wearing my Beer Me Up or Beer Me Milwaukee t-shirt, Milwaukee Brewery.
Beer Me.
T-shirt in honor of it. Shiner Premium Lager, it's just a straight-up – you got your Budweiser's. This is like the Budweiser of Shiner. It's just it's easy drinking. It's full bodied, so it's not too heavy, but it's definitely not like the Miller Lite or, you know, it's just a great beer. Like, it's a great all purpose.
Shiner does good stuff overall.
From picnics to shut ins by a roaring fire. Shiner Premium Lager, and it's got a beautiful gold can. It looks like it's already gift wrapped.
Oh, I love it. Just put a bow on it, you're good to go.
Put a bow on it, you're good to go.
Put a bow on it. Should we move on to number four?
Number four.
I've chosen just a classic. Again, we're keeping it simple this first week. A classic Goose Island 312. What's not to like? It's a nice, weedy beer. It's a go-to sometimes if I'm at, like, the few times I go to a Goose Island bar, like specifically Goose Island. But it's also one of those, like, it's for me, I can get overwhelmed when I see a large beer list. But usually if you're in Chicago, you can find a 312. And they're easy to have, and boom, that can start you off at least. That's something you can sip on as you look over the rest of the menu.
Yeah, because that's going to be a Friday. So start with the 312 right in the morning. You wake up, roll out of bed, before you brush your teeth. Have a 312. Also, the area code of Chicago.
Yeah.
And 713. They should make a 713 beer.
Oh, they should make a 713.
Goose Island, hello?
Hello?
I forgot to dial the area code. Oh, what is it?
810.
We're four down. Bobby, it's time to taste our first Maybe for Santa beer.
Pick
it. And then I'll pick the next one.
I love it. I love that. Let's go with... So in my six-pack, there are five bottles and one can. Ooh. So let's crack that can open.
Okay. Let's do it. It's Hopewell.
Oh.
It's Stay Frosty, holiday release, their winter lager. Ooh. We actually, me and my roommate drove down to the Hopewell Brewery.
Where is it?
They're still doing takeaway. It's in Logan.
Oh, okay.
Stay Frosty is a winter lager that stands up to the frigid temps that come with the season. Full-bodied and malty, with a pronounced nuttiness and slight caramel sweetness. Plus, a hint of noble hop spiciness to keep it on the palate. Cozy up.
Oh, I do. I want to say, I do want to finish with, like, Stay Frosty, my friends.
Stay Frosty, my friends.
Stay Frosty,
6%, so it'll it should warm you up. Cheers.
Okay, cheers, buddy.
It's also a classic hashtag tallboy winter.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting. That's good. That it's, spice, like the spice is very, I don't know how to describe it. It's not spicy, but it is that like kind of holiday spice. But it's not strong. It doesn't overwhelm.
It kind of tastes malty to me in a good way.
It's funny. So listeners, on the can, the can art is just kind of abstract art, but it looks like there's a giant orange thing. It looks like a mango or maybe an orange. So it tricks my brain. I thought it was going to taste more like a fruit flavor to it. But it's good, though. It's a good winter lager.
Yeah. It's funny because it finishes, there's no bitterness at all.
No.
But it's not like sticky sweet. It's, it's nice.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, we got another Hopewell seasonal release, You Filthy Animal.
I saw Aaron post that. How was that?
It was a sour beer. Ugh. So I didn't pick it because I didn't put it in the six-pack because I knew you would be nay.
Yeah, I would have tried it on name alone, but
it wasn't that sour. It was.
Oh, okay.
She liked it a lot. I was like, this needs to be more sour. I think it's made for people that don't like sour beers.
Fair.
So I was like, okay, kind of. And I was like, you need to like, I need to like be puckery.
Ooh, pucker up.
One down. Maybe this is going to Santa. Maybe this is a.
Maybe. We don't know.
It's going to Donner or Blitzer.
Maybe. Give it to the deers.
Pour the oats on it so they are more submissive.
We are on to beer number five.
Beer number five.
Advent calendar.
It's Saturday night, the first Saturday in December. You probably spent all day shopping for gifts that you'll have to mail. wrap them up and mail them to your loved ones because you don't want to kill them. So I'm recommending everybody start Saturday off with a little something-something from Lagunitas.
I like that.
It's sweet. It's an IPA. Mm-hmm. It's 7-something%. So, it'll get you turnt. If you were Drake in Future, you'd say, I can't do my taxes
because
I'm too turned up. So good. You're talking about beers when you go to like with a large beer list?
Yeah.
Like Little Something Something is one of my go-tos.
Oh, yeah. It's also a good one.
Or even if I'm at the brewery. Like I've gone to the Lagunitas Brewery a handful of times, and I almost always will start with one of those.
A Little Something Something, it's a classic. It's not my favorite, but people do very much enjoy it. It's the reason why it's a popular beer.
Sure.
It's also just fun to say. A little something, something.
A little something, something.
I'll just have a little something, something.
Yeah. Moving right along. Number six.
This is a Sunday. I have my calendar up so I can know what days it are. This is a Sunday. Too. Now, Sunday, after getting drunk all day on a little something, something, you want something a little refreshing, of a light to the palate. So kick it off with, I believe, 21st Amendment's Hell or High Watermelon.
Ooh.
This is one of my. I do very much enjoy this beer. It's more of a summery beer, but maybe if all works out well this Sunday when you open this beer, maybe it'll be a nice sunny day on December.
Yeah,
we don't know. Crack that open, you'd be like, oh man, remember summer? I do.
Yeah, relax summer. Well, and we tried the Hell or High Mango, right? Somebody recommended that one.
Yes, I think we did try that. Yeah, Bethany brought it on for one of our Halloween.
That's
episodes.
Right. I enjoy the Hell or High Watermelon. I think I would actually prefer the Hell or High Mango.
Oh.
Because to me, I think it needs to be hit it more. Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe if you made a cocktail with it and it had like more watermelon punch.
Oh. See, I think the watermelon hit is just enough. Because I remember when I first tried it, I thought it was going to be over too much, like too overpowering.
Well, yeah, artificial fruit flavor is the worst.
Yes, it is.
So, like, if you have like a candy that's super watermelon-y, quote unquote, you're just like, no, nah, I'm good. I don't want this.
I'm okay. Hard pass.
Does LaCroix make candy?
God, they better not.
Then the flavor would be nice and light. Speaking of nice and light, it's Monday morning. You've got to start your week. What is the best way to start your week? A little PBR Easy.
Oh, my God.
I am the only one that I know that loves it. But I love it a lot, and I will find every opportunity I can to push PBRs, lower alcohol, lower calorie beer on the masses. Please, please drink it. It's so good. I want it to be everywhere I go.
Yeah, it's not quite water, but it's really close.
Hey, if you like PBR, you'll love PBR Easy.
Yeah.
Because you can drink more of it.
That's true. Buy 2 24 packs and you could have them all.
That's right. Mix them together. That's one PBR.
That's PBR.
All right. It's all you, Bobby.
Oh, my goodness. So on Tuesday, look, I know we're all trying to be good people. And sometimes you got to punish yourself. You've been drinking this whole week. You got to, like, this is like, oh, this is where you, this is the beer you're going to taste. And either you're going to have, like, some fun college memories or you're going to hate yourself. Because you've got to drink a little grenade of Mickey's malt liquor.
No.
It's just a little grenade. No. Just a little one.
No, this is like I had to make a beer advent calendar, and my 21-year-old nephew stayed with me and went out to party with his friends, and this was like in the back of the fridge, and I found it, and I was like, oh, okay, this one too.
Well, look,
this
you got to get what I wanted. You get it out early. You get it out early in the advent. Like, I promise you after this is nothing but at least good to decent beers.
Oh, gross. Mickey's malt liquor, so bad. but it, you know, it's not bad. Beer number two of our Santa six-pack.
Oh, is it time already?
Yeah, we're four more in, right? One, two, three, four.
Goodness gracious. Josh, which one are we going for?
Oh, you know what? I did my honeymoon in New Orleans. We didn't get a chance to visit the Abita Brewery. But they do have a Christmas sale, and it's got Santa being pulled on a canoe by a sleigh of crocodiles. So it's the short bottle.
Oh, fun.
It's called Christmas Ale.
Oh, I like this.
Purple Haze is their, is my favorite to be at. Oh, they had a really good strawberry one, too.
I heard of Purple Haze.
Each year at the Abita Brewery, we craft a special dark ale for the holiday season. Then, Papa Noel, harnessed up by his team of gators, makes a special delivery. The recipe changes from year to year so that a BA Christmas Ale is always the perfect Christmas gift. Cheers.
I guarantee you there's a real Papa Noel down there with possible gators.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh. It's a little dark for me, but it's still it's still pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. It's not my favorite type of beer. Like,
no,
you're right that it's a little dark for me too, but I think flavor wise it's got more of a punch than the Stay Frosty.
Stay Frosty, my friends. It does have more of a punch than that. It's good though. Like, I don't hate it. And I'd say A plus on the label. The label.
Papa Noel.
Papa Noel and those gators, A plus.
He's flying through the air in a canoe with more Christmas ale in his bag to give away.
And there's at least, I think there's a whole eight thing of gators, because you see like three of them on here. Yeah. There's got to be.
Snout to tail. We love it.
You think it's the same names as the reindeer, or do you think they give them?
No, they got to give them like French influenced names. Eight Cajun reindeer. Name? Oh, God. Louis?
Harry. Louis. Creole.
Creole. Gumbo?
Gumbo, for sure.
That's four. Five, six, seven, eight. We need four more.
Prawn.
Prawn?
Po' boy.
Mama.
Mama, for sure. And then we need one more.
Drew Brees, the gator.
Drew Brees, the gator. what's that? What? One of them has to be beignet.
Oh, beignet, yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll take back...
beignet will be the Rudolph, because his nose is covered with powder, and it's so bright. It's not cocaine, it's powdered sugar.
Officer, beignet is a Rudolph.
It's not cocaine. I had beignets.
You know, Louie and Gumbo and Drew Brees the Gator.
Mama and Prawn and Po' Boy and what was the other one?
But do you recall Beignet the best gator of all?
Beignet the white nose gator.
Gator. copyright.
Yeah, don't steal it.
Yeah, that's our kids' book. That's my damn retirement. Nobody steal this. Moving right along, it's the 9th. Now, yes. In your advent calendar, Wednesday, the day before the first day of the weekend, as we used to say in college. So it's time to get a little crazy from Revolution Brewery. That's a Belgian ale, right?
I think so.
I've done little to no research. Pulling it up now. Belgian style pale ale. I'm in the bag for pale ales. Brewed with Magnum, Cascade, and Citra hops in the brew house, then dry hopped with a blend of Citra and Cascade hops. This drive homes the aroma of fresh citrus rind to make this very drinkable, extremely aromatic beer. 6.8% by volume.
Mm. Ooh, I love it.
And the guy on the can looks like Jerry Garcia, but from it's a not, distance.
Is it Jerry Garcia? Is this some dude?
No, it's not. Yeah.
It's like one of their beers. It kind of looks like Nick Offerman, but it's not Nick Offerman.
It's they took all the license photos of every Chicago, Illinois resident and then merged it to make one cohesive picture. It kind of looks like JT Butler.
It does a little bit look like JT Butler.
But it literally looks like everybody that lives in Chicago, kind of.
It does, yeah. And like especially like the Logan Square, Wicker Park area.
Yeah, yeah. A little thicker, a little hipstery, beard, crazy hair, a little crazy.
Yeah.
Rep Brew, so good.
Love it.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Moving on to day 9. No, I'm sorry, 10. Day 10. So Wednesday, if I'm correct.
Nope, it's right? Thursday.
Oh, first day of the weekend.
As we always say.
I have once again chosen a shitty beer, but I enjoy it. I truly do. I don't care. I have bad taste. You're going to crack open a nice cold bottle of Schlitz.
Oh, Schlitz in the bottle? Not Schlitz,
Schlitz
in the
bottle. No, Schlitz in the bottle, baby. I'm classic.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've... I'm sure I've had Schlitz in the bottle.
You must
have. To me, it always comes in cans.
Oh, maybe I'm getting confused. I thought Schlitz comes in bottles.
I'm sure it comes in both. And however you want it, baby. To me, Schlitz is like the cooking beer, the cooking wine of beer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can make a chili with it. You can steam a chicken with it on the barbecue.
It's great for...
While you're doing that, you're pounding it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great for brats. I recommend it.
Schlitz. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. A little Schlitz brats.
I think this is good, though, Joe, because you get the heavier stuff, and I come in with the lighter thing, so it's not like, oh, heavy beer, heavy beer, heavy beer.
Exactly, yeah. Speaking of not heavy beers, moving right along to mine, it's the 11th, it's Friday again, it's time for Beguile's Freebird.
Ooh, I like Beguile a lot.
An American pale ale. It is so good. It's a well-balanced American pale ale showcasing the Falconer's Flight hops. So Beguile, local brewery, on Ravenswood, right next to, Dovetail. They're sort
Dovetail.
Of like, once things open back up again, you can do a little, beer crawl. Ooh, a live episode where we do a beer crawl.
Oh, we should. Dude, I still want to do a live episode of us tailgating before a Bears game.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. done. Write it down.
Yeah.
That's also a kid's book. Pop in a well.
Oh, it's a kid's book.
Yeah. And we teach about togetherness or something. We go to everybody's car. There's different style of person.
You learn to share and trade. You learn how to trade and make money. Yeah,
trade up. Like that kid that traded a paperclip into like a Lamborghini or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like that. A great beer.
I believe we are coming up on December 12th.
That's correct. The 12th. It's going to be Saturday.
It's Saturday, baby. Speaking of tailgating, I think this is a good one to kick off your morning. It's a delicious Modelo.
This is the especial, the regular
Modelo. I mean, you know what? To each their own. You can get the especial.
Yeah.
Why not?
I like them all.
They're all good. Yeah.
Again, it's in that same vein for me as like a Schlitz, but like a nicer Schlitz.
Absolutely.
It's great to cook with.
Again, great to drink. I don't have good taste with beer, and I get shamed about it a lot, and I'm fine with
judgment.
That. Yeah, no, not from you, from other people.
Oh, yeah. my roommate.
Oh, God. Please tell her to stop calling.
She hates you.
I know.
All right, moving right along to Santa Sixpack.
Oh, boy.
We got to try a new beer.
Oh, I get to choose. Right?
Yeah, this is yours.
I'm going to choose the, let's go with this Odell Brewing Company one.
All right, Odell.
The Isolation Ale from Odell Brewing.
Isolation Ale. Lovely winterscape on the label.
I really like it. It's very nice.
Muted purples, blacks, and oranges.
All the way from Colorado. May I read the bottle?
Please. I was just thinking that.
A funny thing happens here around summer's end. Oh, let me try this again. Edit. A funny thing happens here around summer's end. Our eyes start searching the skies for those first fall flakes. As we welcome autumn's first snow, we celebrate return of Isolation Ale, a sweet caramel malty ale that is balanced by a subtle crisp hop finish. Whether you ski, shred, or shoe, Isolation Ale will inspire you to make first tracks. Ooh, I like that.
So, So shout out to Binnie's again. I forget the guy's name. Adam. The guy's name Adam. I went to the Binnie's in Lincolnwood. Because they got those airplane bottles.
Oh, I love that.
I always look at them. I was like, should I get a Johnny Walker Blue airplane bottle for like $100 or whatever it is? I was like, I've never had it. I don't love scotch enough to like be wild
get the whole
by
bottle,
the taste.
Yeah.
But I was like, I do want to try it.
But $100 for a little bottle? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was like, hey, I wish there was like, so I was looking at the Lucy's to make build your own six pack.
Yeah.
I was like, Adam, can we I wish there was a Christmas six pack that I could build. There's like a bunch of summer beers that are left over. And I was like, I'll come back later and wait for them to like split, you know, wait for beers to break. And like, and he's like, oh, we don't put just broken beers in the build your own six pack. He's like, we actually like pick beers that we think people will like. He's like, give me a minute. And he went up and down the aisle. He filled up his cart full of the Christmas beers and then started putting them out. And he's like, pick any ones you want.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
What a great guy. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Adam. Cheers.
Yeah, for you, Adam. Rest in piss.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it's nice.
That's really good. Ooh.
That sweetness is really nice.
Yeah, because the other two are bitter, but not I'm just using it because I don't know the terminology that well.
Any way you can say it is what you're doing.
They're a little bitter. This is really good. This Isolation Ale, that's smooth. And yeah, you're right. That sweetness at the end really, I think, improves the beer.
Makes it sing. I think this will go great with cookies.
I think so as well.
Santa.
Oh,
nice. I need about another 10 minutes.
Wow. Santa, good Lord. Get some roughage, man.
You have any more magazines?
No.
Santa. I'll keep going to the Costco connection.
Got these old Entertainment Weeklies.
Oh. Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, she's huge.
I was trying to think of an old enough celebrity that wasn't too old.
Yeah. Wow, Matrix.
They made a third one? we'll make my cookies.
Oh, this is good.
This is my favorite so far.
So far, yeah. I like it.
All right. They're doing something right down in Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado.
That's 6.1%,
so it'll get you a little toasty, too.
Feeling it.
Speaking of feeling it, on the 13th, it's not Friday. It's actually Sunday the 13th. Wait, that's aliens. Chocolate Camaro. It is from Half Acre.
Mm.
It's a stout that tastes like chocolate, and I don't love stouts, but this one is pretty damn good.
I don't think I've had this one. I do enjoy Half Acre.
It should be. I think it's like a reoccurring one. Hmm. I've had it more than a handful of times. They also do different variants. So they make another like stout that is Big Hugs that okay. I feel like is more popular. But it tastes more like a stout beer. So for that reason, I don't care for it.
Well, that's my thing. Like when I go, I avoid stouts because I don't like them. So I would, yeah. I wouldn't even try it. Like, you know, unless I was like with you or like past guests, like AJ Miller or something who would like maybe get one and I would try a sip of it.
Deep black color with red hues, roasted aroma, notes of Baker's chocolate, milk chocolate, chicory spice, candied raisin, black cherry, toasted graham cracker flavors. Soft and rich mouth feel lingering sweetness.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it's so good. It's a stout brewed with lactose and cacao. So cacao. It's that lactose and cacao that really like rounds it out for me and makes me say yum, yum, yum. It tastes more like a dessert to me than a...
I'll have to try it.
Yummy.
Moving on to Monday, first day of the weekend when you're in college.
That's right.
December 14th. I had to dust off an old classic from my good friend James Dugan. We're doing a Great White Beer.
Whoa, Talking Shop about Great White Beer?
Talking Shop about Great White Beer.
Bobby, how's Talking Shop doing?
You know, Talking Shop, we're doing okay. We're getting close to our 100th episode.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out, we're trying to find some good guests to lead up to that and hopefully get a fun one for the actual 100th. But no, we're good. Folks, if you want to listen, if you're in the Chicago scene and you want to know more about it or just learn how, like, kind of the fringe acting works, check out Talking Shop, available on all podcast streaming services.
Chicago-centric, and you guys talk about just like improv and acting in the Chicago area and like sort of
People's journeys and but it's also not just like an interview. We also bullshit quite a bit, yeah. Much like this show. But we do talk about people's like their journey to come to Chicago, what helps them perform and what helped them find their style and their voice and all that. I think it's a fun one.
For somebody who's never heard one, what's a good one to start it with?
Ooh, I actually have to pull up episodes and take a look.
It should be easy. It's the one with Josh Segovia.
Oh my God, of course, it's the one with Josh Segovia. Oh, I forgot. Oh,
I'm honestly not trying to lead you there, but I was like, well, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Truthfully, it is a good one. They're all good. Like if you are in Chicago, I would just scroll through. If there's a name you recognize, hop on that. And if you enjoy more, like if you cherry pick, don't be ashamed of it. We all do on certain interview podcasts. Start with someone you know, and if you ever like it, listen to them all. That's what I say.
That's true. I love it. Great White Beer. It was okay. I don't know if I'd ever. I would never seek it out, but I definitely was not mad at it.
I liked it, and the new liquor store that opened up by me has it. And so
I drove by it. It's beautiful.
It's really nice and has a huge selection. Oh, God, I wish I could remember their name. Sky Liquor?
Binny's?
Oh, that's right, Binny's.
Binny's Beverage Depot, and if you're wondering which one it was, it's any of them.
It's any of them. They're all great.
Beautiful laid out. Wonderful people like Adam right there.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. To give you whiplash from that light white beer, we are smacking it down to Breckenridge Vanilla Porter. In the same vein as the Chocolate Camaro. Breckenridge, I think it's from Colorado. Their Vanilla Porter and Oatmeal Stout, very good and not... for people who don't enjoy those flavors, they do a great job with it. Just a huge, huge fan. Real vanilla beans from Madagascar combined with caramel and mulch malts create a beer that's balanced and flavorful. Balanced. That's what I like to say. Yeah. A lot of these stouts and porters and what have you, they don't taste balanced to me. They're all bitter or they're all – it's all too much. This one's nice and smooth, baby. Yeah, lovely. 5.4. So it's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Booze-wise.
And I like vanilla, so what's not to love?
Debatable whether it's a flavor or not, and it definitely is.
I think it is.
Yeah, because no flavor is like air.
Yeah. I love vanilla ice cream. I had some the other night. Moving on to Wednesday, Now, this one, Josh, I know you're going to be happy about.
Oh, I was happy. I was jealous you picked it because you picked it before I could.
Well, I figured there'd be a couple. When we get to the end, I'll explain what I was trying to do with one of the beers. But I've chosen Pennsylvania's own Yingling.
That's right. The Keystone beer from the Keystone State.
It is a good beer, though.
Yingling is a great beer. It's a good... So I've talked about, like, cooking beers. For me, again, this is no judgment. Course. Like, everybody likes what they like. This is, like, the next step above. It's light, but it's got great flavor. I would put it on the same level as a Shiner Premium.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, a really light beer, but it's also really flavorful, and it's just, like, it's good any time.
To me, if it's a cooking beer for this one, you're not just doing it for, like, some yucks, you know. It's for, like, maybe close friends where you're trying, like, an actual, like, good barbecue thing.
Yeah, you're trying to get the beer flavor into whatever you're making, as opposed to
you're not just like, cooking a bunch of hot dogs on, like, a barbecue, on, like, a tailgating scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Yingling. I wish we had some.
Yeah, I wish we had some, too. They're black and tan, also, I love.
Oh, okay.
Yingling Light, also very good, but you can't beat the original.
Yeah.
Yingling, so good. Good choice. Yingling, baby. My favorite choice of yours so far.
Oh, thank you.
And then that's
it. Is it four?
Josh,
I believe that's your turn.
We're reaching into the Santa six pack. Now, we've been to Colorado. Let's go to the mighty state of Michigan.
Oh,
this is Christmas ale.
Oh, now I've had this one before.
I've had it too, and I almost added it to the advent calendar, but then I thought that's not fair. To have it for us and for Santa, he needs a special beer.
He does need a special beer.
So, do not open till Christmas. Nope. Overcoming that phrase obviously hasn't tasted Christmas ales. Fresh honey, cinnamon, and ginger flavors. Cheers.
Cheers. Now, it's funny. We always say Great Lakes. You go, Michigan, baby. But it is a Cleveland, Ohio brewery beer.
Nothing like the Great Lakes of Michigan to drive you to Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This one's okay.
I feel like we had this before on one of our Christmas episodes.
I'm 100%. I think back with Murdoch and Jack Felker.
Yeah. This isn't from Michigan, I think. Isn't Ohio in Michigan?
It's close.
Okay. All right. I think it was close.
I think it's an Upper Peninsula you're thinking. That's what Ohio is.
Oh, yeah. That's Canada, according to Fox News.
Well, they're a reliable news source. It's okay. The like ginger honey aspect to it, that again, the spice, I'm gonna say. Yeah. The holiday spice. It's okay. It hits strong as you're drinking it.
Yeah, it's
I think I prefer it be like an aftertaste.
7.5. Yeah, that's it's very spice forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny. Sorry, Santa. I don't know if you're getting this one.
I don't think
so. Because I feel like the other one, the Odell.
Yeah.
I feel like that's doing the same thing, but a little better.
Yes, I concur.
And so is Frosty. Stay Frosty. Yeah.
Stay Frosty, my friends.
I'm going to chase this Abita again.
I'm going to take a little more of this Isolation Ale. And boy, I'm feeling it. I might get...
Well, these are all like seven... Yeah. I purposely moved the car before the podcast. not bad. It's better in my memory. Interesting. Yeah.
I don't know. This one, it's okay.
This is the beer I would have at a holiday party where there's an open bar. And it's a Christmas party. And I was like, you know what? I'll have this Christmas beer. And then I'll go back to PBR Easy.
Yeah. I'll start with this one and then downgrade immediately.
And then I'll ask if they have PBR Easy.
Yeah.
And then I'll pitch a fit when they don't.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. All right, Josh, moving on to Thursday, December 17th.
Thursday, December 17th. If you know me, you know I'm hashtag sweet boy.
You are a sweet boy.
So I'm picking Linderman's Frambois.
Oh.
A beer made from raspberries.
Oh.
And it's so super sweet. It's so good. They make a cherry one, a pear one. But the raspberry will always be the one that holds a special place to me. It's good over ice cream. It's good by itself. It's a good after-dinner beverage in general.
Nice.
Love it. I don't have it enough. There was this place in D.C. Might have been the 930 Club. There was a couple places in D.C. that had it on draft.
Oh,
they have it on draft, I think, at Hop Leaf.
Oh, that would make sense.
But it's so good.
I'll have to try it.
Have you ever had it?
I don't think I have.
Oh, man. A nice framboise.
Nice framboise. So that could be one of the gators.
Framboise.
Framboise.
Rene. I'm going to write all these gator names now. They're going to forget it. Write them down. Lambic beers. Get on.
I'll have to try it. It sounds delicious, especially over ice cream. That sounds great. Moving along on Friday, great. The 18th. Watch yourself. December 18th. I have chosen the only IPA I really enjoy. I have chosen Revolution's Anti-Hero. I think it's good. Yeah. I think it's a nice, like, if you really, to me, if you just want to have, like, a beer and go home, because my big problem is if I have a Miller Lite or whatever, I'm going to have several of them. But to me, an Anti-Hero, I take my time, and I just sip it, and then when I'm done, I'm like, all right, I'm good. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, sort of their flagship beer. When I think of Rev Brewing, I think of Anti-Hero.
Yeah.
Great label. Almost like German or Russian looking officer.
Yeah.
The hop for a head. I think it's got, like, you talk about it, it's just a great expression of IPA. Very hoppy, but not in an offensive way.
Not in a horrible way, no. And I like
good
it.
Beer. There's good beers there.
I just wanted to prove that I enjoy good beer and not just I'm throwing on useless shit.
You know what a good beer is? A beer you enjoy.
Oh, even me?
You were a real boy the whole time.
Wow. Santa, did you hear that? I'm a real boy.
Oh,
sorry, Santa. Take your time.
Oysters.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Poor bastard.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. That poor guy.
Speaking of good beers, my choice for the 19th. Last weekend to get presents before the big day is Sophie's Farmhouse Ale from Goose Island.
Now that is good.
Another beer that makes you just feel special.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in large format. They do bottle it now in 12-ounce bottles. Farmhouse Ale, it's nice and creamy in the mouthfeel. It's just a good beer. It's sort of in the vein of a Duvel to me. Duvel. I remember, like, going on fancy dates back when I dated, you know, and being like, let's have this for the table.
Yeah.
So good. So fun. And in fact, when I wrote it down, I was like, ooh, I need to go get that right now. Like,
yeah.
So I have it in the fridge when I go buy it and put it in the fridge.
Good on you. I'm bad. I don't keep a lot of I know I've said this so many times. I'm a social drinker, so I rarely drink at home alone. So I rarely have beer or anything. But, like, every once in a while, I'm like, oh, I should grab this just to have and to eventually drink.
Well, yeah. And if you're not buying for a group, the Binnie's Build Your Own Six-Pack.
Oh, that's great.
What a great way to get a little bit of everything and maybe a lot of what you like. Also, the Build Your Own Six-Pack at Jewel Osco one time. I don't know why, but there was a bunch of daisy cutters.
Oh.
So the 4-pack is like $10.
Yeah.
And the build your own 6-pack is $10. So I made a 6-pack full of daisy cutter. The person, the 21-year-old, 23-year-old running the register didn't care. And I was like, it's like getting two for free.
Now that's a deal.
But I rarely see them now in the Alaska ones.
Someone caught on to your little scam.
Breaking six packs, shoving bottles of wine into the.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. We're moving on to December 20th, which is a Friday?
Sunday.
Sunday. I know the days of the week. I also chose a Goose Island beer, one that I very much enjoy, and besides 312, I picked a Matilda.
Nice.
I love a Matilda. It's wild in character, a complex ale with dried fruit and clove aromas, and a satisfying dry finish, inspired by a Belgian-style pale ale. I very much enjoy Matilda. It's one of those, as I got older and my taste was changing, this is a beer I discovered. And I was like, this is delicious. I want more of this, please. And you also get, like, it comes in usually a nice little kind of big bottle that you could split with.
Same, large format bottle like the Sophie.
Yeah.
The reason I thought about Matilda, and the reason I picked the Sophie is just a little creamier to me. I love the Matilda.
Yeah.
It's also very good beer.
Matilda's great. God, I haven't had one in a while.
My mouth watered just thinking. I'm gonna get me a whole bunch of boys.
Gotta get a bunch of Matildas. Lock them in a tower.
Is that four? Is it beer time again?
It's my time. It's my time to shine. There's only two left, and I'm going to choose...
Santa six pack.
I'm going to choose the one
closest. Choose Bobby.
I'm going to choose the Breckenridge Brewery, another one from Colorado, because it's the closest one to me. The BB.
Breckenridge.
A Christmas ale since 1993. Malty, full-bodied, winter warmer. And there is no story on this one, so you won't get it.
A Christmas ale.
Drink me.
For those of you eagle-eyed listeners, you would have noticed me say Breckenridge Vanilla Porter earlier.
Oh. I hope
this is as good as that is. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really good. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas ale since 1993.
Malty, full body, winter, warmer from Colorado ales. Oh, Christmas ale. That's good.
Yeah, it's almost sweet, not really spicy. It's just well balanced.
Yeah, it's a Christmas beer, but it doesn't have any of the weird like Christmas add-on, if you will. Mm. Like dipped in sugar plum fairies, frosted with pine needles. This is just a good beer.
If you didn't tell me this was a Christmas beer, I wouldn't know, and I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, oh, no. This is just a great beer.
I 100% concur with that. This is just a good beer. Ooh, that's okay. Okay.
All right. Okay.
We're narrowing it down. Okay, I see you, baby. Shaking that ass.
Moving right along. It's the 21st. It's Monday, the week of Christmas.
Ooh.
Oh, Christmas week. And the beer I chose is Delirium Noel.
Oh, Delirium.
Strong dark ale.
Ooh.
Beautiful packaging. Pink elephant. Little Santa hat. He's ice skating. White bottle, foil, red foil top. A Belgian strong dark ale brewed seasonally. Very complex beer, has an earthy, spicy aroma with a hint of hops, which becomes more evident as it warms. To me, this is sort of that same. It's like a heavier, spicier Duval.
Mm-hmm.
Duval. It's creamy mouthfeel, very warming. It's just a good Christmassy beer. 10%, so it'll it's a non-taxes doing beer.
What?
Are we boring you, Mr. Grabowski?
No, of course. I'm so sorry. Delirium Noel. No,
7 points away from Gryffindor.
No, please. No, Delirium is really good. I think I've had the Noel at some point. Again, another beer I just haven't had in a while because I'm not. You're going out to places.
Yeah. Not a beer you'd buy from home.
Hopleaf has that one as well, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. They've got to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Support Hopleaf. They were selling a bunch of their kegs because...
I saw. If I had a kegerator.
They sold out. So that was
good. That's good. Great.
Yeah. I don't have a kegerator either, but also...
I don't got a kegerator either.
Vignette, get out of the kegerator.
You ain't got a kegerator. I say it can take about 2 weeks.
Damn Gator getting all the beer. Come on, Benye, get out of there.
Benye.
Also a good dog name. A dog named Benye?
Oh, come my on. God.
Now, a third children's book.
A dog named Benye. To you, is Benye a big dog or a little dog?
Oh, he's a little dog.
Okay.
Is he a big dog to you?
He's like a big dog that has just like a little, like, he's a brown dog with just like a little sprinkle of
a little white hair.
Yeah, a little white hair. Yeah.
Oh, man.
A dog named Beignet.
Trademark. Yeah. It's a thematic successor to A Button for Corduroy.
We're moving on to December 22nd, which is a Tuesday.
Sure.
Okay, I love it. It is a Tuesday. Look at me. Now, there might be a little out of season, but I don't care. I've chosen my absolute favorite beer, an Oberon Ale from Bell's.
Ooh.
Oberon is a wheat ale fermented with our signature house ale yeast, mixing a spicy hop character with mildly fruity aromas. The addition of the wheat malt lends a smooth mouthfeel, making it a summer classic beer. Made with only 4 ingredients, without use of any spices or fruit, Oberon is the color and scent of a sunny afternoon, and I understand it's the dead of winter.
That's right.
I don't care. Everyone should enjoy delicious Oberon.
So Oberon has a day.
Yes.
Oberon Day. Mm-hmm. Is it available year-round?
You know, I think it has become more, because the shelf life is 6 months.
Okay.
So it can last. So I think
get yours towards the end of summer and then save it.
Yeah.
For the winter.
Maybe it's not available at every place year-round, but I feel like you can... Nowadays, you can get it more regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like Linda Ben was saying, you know, she likes the sangria on a warm day, but she has it when it's cold because it makes her remember the warm days.
Absolutely.
So Oberon Ale, man, get on it. It's like a little taste of sunshine right in your own mouth.
Oh, that's a children's book.
Yeah. That's an adult book. Hey, bring out the girls.
Bring out the girls.
Sunshine. Bring out sunshine.
I got all these Matildas locked in the tower.
Sophie.
Sophie.
Moving along. It's from your favorite beer to my favorite beer. It's the 23rd.
Ooh.
It's the first day of Christmas, if you're going by college rules. And it's also a Wednesday, so you're going to reach for a delicious hashtag ocean cold Daisy Cutter Pale Ale.
Oh, of course.
I drink it whenever I can.
Yeah.
I stock it at home. I name my dog after it. One of the first beers ever made by a Half Acre. Daisy Cutter's lush and dank characteristics steadily carve out a place within the Chicago brewing landscape. Blended pine, citrus, papaya, and mango. Dank, apparent biscuit, lingering, obscenely dry. 5.2% alcohol. And you can get it in 12-ounce cans. You can get it in pints for 4 to a pack. Get a growler. Get a howler. Get a keg. what I was going to say earlier is... I would want a kegerator, but I don't know if I would... finish the beer before it went bad.
Oh, sure.
Maybe a pony keg? I can't do a half barrel. There's no way.
Josh, let me ask you this, because I don't know. How long does a keg of beer last?
Great question. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
How thirsty are you?
We're
That's
having
an
fun
old
here,
joke
folks.
We have about being an alcoholic. I don't know. I think that's a good question.
It must depend on the beer, too, I'm assuming.
Yeah, let me... because once you tap it, it's got to have a shelf life on it.
Absolutely, but even if it like, sits going untapped, like I'm assuming it has some time. It's not like milk where like in a week it's gone.
Well, beer doesn't really go bad unless it's exposed to sunlight. So in a keg, it's fine.
Okay. I guess that's what I meant, yeah.
It's about 90 to 120 days from being open. And then it's not even that it gets like a little flat. It won't stay fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just won't taste as good. I'm sure it's still drinkable. I'm sure it'll still do the job.
But I'm with you. A kegerator is a lot. Like, that's a lot of beer. A pony keg's kind of reasonable.
Oh, okay. Unpasteurized. A good rule of thumb is the shelf life of keg of pasteurized beer is about 90 to 120 days or 3 to 4 months. Unpasteurized draft beer will last about 45 to 60 days or 6 to 8 weeks when stored at the proper temperature. Once tapped, since a pump uses oxygen instead of carbon dioxide, a tap keg will only last 12 to 24 hours depending on the type of beer. I don't think that's true.
Oh. Well, I mean, on some level, because, like, again, back in the day when you would get kegs for a party, mm-hmm. it's not like they're you keep it for a week. You want to try to get rid of it the night of.
Yeah. Kegerator with CO2. This is a riveting content.
Well, should we just move forward? Listeners, look it up yourselves. And let us know.
3 months.
3 months? That's not bad.
I don't know if I can finish a keg in 3 months. That's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of beer. So when you think of a keg from like keg stand, college parties, that's a half barrel keg.
That's a lot of beer.
There's a lot of beer in that keg.
Yeah. You get it for a party, not just for you.
Yeah.
Again, unless you're an alcoholic. Hey, you do you, baby.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Spray your garden with it.
beer flowers. I believe we are on our final day, December 24th, a Thursday.
Oh.
What many people call a Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve.
Now, Josh, let me tell you, I chose this beer because you initially put it as your first beer to kick things off.
I did.
And I thought it would have been fun to start with a good beer and then end it all with a good beer. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I chose it as my final one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had since moved it.
Oh.
Because I wanted no duplicates.
Sure. I respect that.
But I understand what you were going for by the placement. And so I conceded.
That's fair. Respect.
Something the president is unable to do.
God, I wish he would. So I've chosen Shiner's Holiday Cheer.
Happy holidays.
Holiday traditions come in all shapes and sizes. Ours comes in a freshly wrapped bottles and cans. This old world Dunkelweizen is brewed with Texas peaches and roasted pecans. Mm. Perfect for cracking open in front of a crackling fire. This is, I believe, one of our holiday showdowns.
That's right.
It's a delicious, delicious beer.
It's also a good, it's a great beer. It's not too heavy.
No.
Very smooth, very drinkable, with just a hint of peaches and pecans. Mm-hmm. So, like, after you've assembled all the kids' toys, you've wrapped all the presents, throwing your feet up on the coffee table, taking a load off, just praying for it all to be over.
Sweet release.
You have a sweet release, and then, of course, you're very thirsty. grab a Shiner Cheer and just, like, sit back, and the tree's on. It's all dark. It's, like, glowing. You're just, like... Yeah. What a great holiday season we've had.
Yeah.
You know, the New Year's is coming.
Yeah.
The morning is going to be a crazy hectic mess.
Oh, it's going to be.
Your fictional children.
Yeah.
But just you and that night, chilling under the mistletoe, kissing yourself.
Oh, tell me more.
We've got a pamphlet. Great choice. I commend you.
Oh, thank you. I didn't want to steal the thunder, but I get no duplicates. I understand.
No thunder stolen. Which brings us to the last beer in our Santa six pack.
It does.
And I'll pick it. It is
Deschutes
Jubal Ale.
Oh my goodness.
A festive winter ale.
If may I, John?
Please, go it.
Cozy up fireside with this festive winter ale. Full of spice notes and a robust malt character, of toffee and dusted cocoa. An original since 1988. Oh my goodness.
1988, that's the year we were born.
Absolutely. No one ask any other questions. Brewed in Oregon, or Oregon.
Yeah. Deschutes, I think I've had a few of their beers, and they've all been pretty good. So
I don't think I have.
I'm excited. 6.7, so it's not too bad alcohol-wise. Cheers.
Cheers, baby. I like the design. It looks like all the trees are made of gingerbread.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh. That's not bad. The holiday spice aftertaste is not as harsh as some of the other ones.
Yeah.
It goes easy. That mouthfeel is very easy on the tongue.
Malty beers, and this is one of the reasons I don't really... They kind of like get my sinuses going.
Oh, sure.
So I paused the video. Jubal Ale. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, We've got quite a decision on our hands.
We do. And we don't, so an advent calendar, you don't open one on day of? Or this is what we're going to decide?
This is what we're going to decide. We'll leave it out for Santa, and then we'll we'll get a six here. We'll leave one out for Santa. The other five, baby, that's all us. A little Christmas present to Papa.
Oh, I get it now. Okay. Ooh, this is a... I know what I'm going to choose.
Do you? I think I have to... I know what I'm going to eliminate from the running.
Yeah. Should we discuss what we're going to eliminate?
Oh, yeah. Michigan's own Great Lakes.
Yeah.
It confused me geographically.
I don't like it.
It's too heavy of a spice bomb. I'll retire that one. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay, then you pick one to retire.
I'm going to retire, though I enjoyed the myth we are creating of St. Noel and his nine gators of Christmas. All of them. Beignet. I'm going to retire Abita? Is that how you say it?
Abita, yeah.
Abita Brewery's Christmas Ale. I'm going to retire that one. You agree?
I'm going to agree, but I'm also going to, sidebar, it needs to be a Netflix original.
Yes, it
movie,
does.
Holiday movie. We'll write the kids' book. We'll get some... Yeah. Get some heat. Get some traction.
It'll eat. Papa Noel and his eight Christmas gators.
Yeah. Led by Beignet. And boom. So that's a Netflix.
Then we can coast easy.
Easy street, baby. Yeah, I agree. Retire. Good, but not great. Sometimes in sports, they talk about other teams losing versus other teams winning.
Yeah.
I don't think it lost. I just don't think it won.
I agree. I think it's
fine.
Great
Lakes lost.
Great Lakes lost for sure. I think Christmas Ale is good, but not my favorite.
All right. It hurts me to do this. Local favorite, Hopewell. I'm going to vote to retire that one.
I concur.
Again, it's really good, but I think some of the other ones do it better.
Yes.
You didn't lose. You didn't win.
I concur. Okay, now here comes a hard one.
Yeah, this is, we're getting down to it.
I'm going to retire Jubilee.
Ooh.
From Deschutes. I'm going to do, do you agree or just do you?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay.
Let me get another sip.
You gotta,
let me take a little.
Let me just take a little.
They're all good.
Pour them all into one glass.
Ooh, this is hard.
I know my favorite. I know which one I will choose to be my, or what I leave out to Santa, but I want us to agree.
All right, I don't agree.
Okay.
So we can't retire. It's still in the running.
Which one are you going to get rid of?
I'm going to retire. Let me get another sip. I'm going to retire Christmas Ale. Was that your winner?
It was.
Ooh.
Yeah. But you know what? I could be okay. It could be my first choice, but it won't be our together choice.
You know what? I think that's the way to do it because I think I'm leaning towards Jubilee Ale.
Sure.
As my winner, you're leaning towards Christmas Ale. So it's got to be Isolation.
It's got to be. It's got to be Isolation.
That's right. Sorry, boys.
Sorry, boys. I'm fine with that.
Back in the gutter with you.
Isolation, also very good. I think a beer Santa Claus would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard my name.
Santa, take your time. We don't need you quite yet.
Could you bring me another, roll?
Jesus. Don't get into details, Santa. Santa will bring another
towel?
One. Oh, God. I hope he's using the bathroom with the shower attached.
You have the unabridged works of Shakespeare?
Of course I do, Santa. Several copies.
Oh, good. Santa, you're going to be delightfully surprised. You won't be. Oh, great, Santa. Don't. Just stay in there.
Jesus. Well, Herbert. Josh and I will deliver the gifts. Don't worry. Take your time.
Don't worry. Take your time. And the official Christmas Day, Merry Christmas beer of the Popping Bottles podcast, of the Popping Bottles' very first advent calendar. Mm-hmm. and of Santa's everywhere.
Yep.
Isolation Ale from the Odell Brewing Company. Congratulations, applause, Bray.
You did it.
We did it.
Sure. It is good. Isolation Ale is very good.
Ooh.
I think between the three, any of them could have won.
Absolutely.
And I feel good with this one, so perfect.
I did too.
Bobby, that's the end of our very special
holiday-rific
beer cast advent calendar style.
I'm proud of us.
Bobby, before we leave, I have one more thing to ask you. What was the best Christmas gift you've ever received?
Oh, my goodness.
And you can do it by, like, as a child, as a teen, as an adult, like, if that makes it easier.
Two come to mind. So as a kid, I don't remember how old I was, probably like maybe 5 or 6. I remember once I woke up and my father had put together one of those like outside playhouses that Fisher-Price made with like a slide. You could climb on one side, had set it up inside and put all my gifts inside it.
Oh,
and that
that's
was
nice.
That was a very fun, it was a very fun memory and surprise Christmas morning. And then, you know what? I'll say this a few years ago, actually just 2 years ago, when I got my Nintendo Switch, because I was legit surprised because I had not asked for it. Right. I just received a Nintendo Switch and it was very nice. And it was a nice little surprise. So I'll say those are my two. Hmm. Josh, how about you? What are some of your favorite gift memories?
Speaking of Nintendo, growing up, we were very poor. Like, you don't know it at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a child, you're like, this is how everything is. We also grew up in a poor neighborhood, so we're surrounded by poor people. Again, sure. not a problem. But I remember wanting a regular Nintendo Entertainment System, NES.
Yeah.
So bad, and knowing there was no way in the world we could afford it, only because my parents kept telling me there was no way in the world we could afford it. And then Christmas, I don't know if I was 8 years old. I don't remember the exact age, but getting it under the tree, and it had Mario and Duck Hunt, like the double, cartridge with the two games. Yeah. And just like, losing my damn mind. Like, it was in, like, you know, when you're a kid, like, everything is like, you're learning how to like live in the world and how to feel and how to react and like all that. Like, it was, I couldn't think of anything better.
Yeah.
As a child in the world, and I'll never forget, like, the feeling of unwrapping it and just being like, well, you know, it's saying now I could die, like, as a child. Yeah. Being like, this is it. No, it'll never get better than this.
I've hit my peak.
Yeah. My parents also, they were a big putting the gift in another size box or another wrapper.
Oh, I like that.
Which I love, and to this day. And then, so as a teen, getting an iPod, like, it wasn't first generation. It was, like, second generation. Or I think it was first generation when the second one came out. Anyway, it was, I think it was the U2 iPod. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I didn't care about that. It was clearly like on sale somewhere.
Yeah.
But they wrapped it up and they put it in a, combo VCR DVD player box. So, and then wrapped that box. I mean, me and my sister both got one.
Oh.
And we're just like, oh, cool. Like a combo DVD VCR player. Like, it was still a cool gift.
Yeah.
Something we didn't have. And like, you know, we could have it in our own room. And like, that's a whole nother like feeling of independence. Like having your own, you know, tiny TV and being able to plug in this. And my mom's like, open it. And I was like, no, it's great. Like, I'm not going to open it now. I'll take it up to my room. My mom's like, open it. Please open it. And I was like, okay. Like, you crazy lady. Like, I'll open this up. And it was an iPod. And I, again, flipped out. It was unexpected.
That's awesome.
I didn't ask for it. I didn't think to want it, you know, like, if that makes sense. Like, you're
it
just
does,
like,
yeah,
oh,
absolutely,
what a, what a cool thing that exists. But, like, I have a CD player. very special gift.
Yeah.
I don't know about it as an adult. I feel like, you know, you can kind of get what you want as an adult.
It's hard. Like,
it's always nice to be surprised.
Absolutely, especially like trying to buy presents for other adults can be tough.
Yeah.
It's I don't know what the hell you want. Yeah. And sometimes your parents won't even tell you what they want because they don't want anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like electronics, so.
Sure. Yeah.
That's always fun. One time, Aaron got me Portal, the video game.
Oh.
In an Easter basket. Which is not something that we always do. And it was like a genuine surprise. And it was very, very lovely.
That's funny.
And what a great game that was. If you haven't played Portal or Portal 2.
I haven't.
Pick them up.
I don't think it's on Switch.
Maybe not.
No, then I won't.
Okay.
Okay.
Good enough.
Great.
Great Christmas memories, Bobby. And we're just beginning this month. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. We'll have a few more episodes, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Nope. This is it. This is my final gift to you is I'm leaving.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
What?
Send us an avid listener.
Yeah. He loves it. Except he always comments on the episodes about what could have been done better.
It's like, Santa, what are you doing? We recorded this weeks ago. I don't remember.
No, yeah, I'm just saying in general. December.
December.
Reach out
baby.
To your loved ones. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Whatever you're celebrating, we respect
Ramadan.
And love you.
Yeah.
Ramadan? Is that going on now?
I think so. Isn't that in December?
You got me.
I don't know.
Look it up. Bobby, we have one last thing to do before we let anybody leave any of our podcasts, and that is our end of the podcast. Cheers. So I'm going to grab Santa's very own Odell Isolation Ale.
I'll grab the same.
I think he likes it.
Oh, good.
And repeat after me. Whatever you glass,
put a toast in it.
Patreon demands it.
Oh, it's
Christmas ale is better.
Oh, boo. You shot me.
Oh. I just following my heart.
I tried to get Aaron. So we were trying to find. Aaron's never seen all of the Harry Potters. So I was like trying to find them on streaming.
Oh my God.
They're nowhere. They used to be on HBO Max.
They were on HBO Max and they went to Peacock and now I don't think they're anywhere.
No, you have to like rent them on Amazon.
Drink your magic.
Very disappointing.
Yeah. That is
like,
the right thing to do.
I luckily watched them makes all you happy. This
yeah.
I was reading the book, so I would read the book and watch them.
Tequila makes you want to fight, but I'll climb
was,
all
like, one of the things they had.
They were pushing it hard.
Thank you.